is Kim Nolden with 365 Days of Astronomy Podcast. I'm here with my friend today, a Sith Lord named Dark Energy. How's it going, Dark?
I prefer Darth Energy.
Oh, sorry. So, Dark, Darth, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I make up approximately 70% of your universe, and I dominate over the 25% dark matter and 5% matter, which you humans love to study, things like stars, your planets, galaxies, and solar systems. Not to mention my domain gets bigger all the time as I continue to push the limits of your universe to expand it.
So what exactly do you look like?
I'm not really visible. You see, there are only a few ways astronomers have found that I really do exist.
Really? And what are these ways astronomers have found to prove that you exist?
One is the study of type IA supernova, which two teams of researchers studied in the 1990s. The Supernova Cosmology Project and the HIZ Supernova Search Project were both studying these types of supernova, which are formed from a binary star system that includes a white dwarf. The normal star then feeds its mass to the white dwarf until the white dwarf reaches a 1.4 solar mass and explodes.
What exactly do these supernova prove?
Well, these two teams of researchers found that the supernova were redshifted, and the redshift was brighter than the supernova itself. It was so significant, the astronomers concluded that instead of the expansion of the universe slowing down, as had been their hypothesis, it must actually be speeding up.
So what was pushing the edges of the universe out, and what filled the space that hadn't been there before?
That would be Moth.
Oh, very interesting. What other ways have astronomers found to show your existence?
Well, Einstein's cosmological constant definitely helps my case. Einstein was working with a static model of the universe, or a model that was not expanding, so to counteract the gravitational effect of matter, he came up with a constant to add to his equation of general relativity. In essence, I am the opposite of gravity, and I keep the whole universe from collapsing in on itself.
Wait, Einstein thought you up inadvertently?
Yes, and for a while, there were people who forgot about his constant because they didn't need it anymore, until these two teams of researchers brought me back into the limelight. I'm really indebted to them. Maybe I'll repay them by not enslaving them and their families.
Okay.
What? I'm a Sith Lord. I have things to do like expand the universe in my kingdom.
Right. Sorry. Just never interviewed a Sith Lord before. Moving on. How else do scientists find evidence that you exist?
There is the integrated Sachs-Wolfe effect.
What is that?
It's sort of complicated.
Well, every story has a beginning. Why don't we start there?
Well, two of my good friends, Rainer Kurt Sachs and Arthur Michael Wolfe, noticed that photons in the cosmic microwave background would fall into potential gravitational wells from the Hills. These hills and wells are regions of density in space. The hills are regions of low density and have fewer photons for me to mess with, while the wells are regions of high density full of photons that I manipulate. These hills and wells are only important if I exist because of the effect I have on these regions.
Alright, so in more recent years, are there any other teams of astronomers studying you?
I do know of one other. Baran Oscillation Spectroscopic Survey, or BOSS for short. They work on finding changes in the structure of the cosmos that they believe come from the effect of, well, me.
Such as
measuring distances of waves from the beginning of the universe. This way, astronomers can see how I affect the expansion of the universe over time.
And knowledge of the universe is something all astronomers crave. We're about out of time here, folks. Thank you for being here today, Dark Energy. Please join us again next time, folks, on 365 Days of Astronomy Podcast.
It's Darth! Get it right or I will kill you!
This podcast is brought to you by Kim Nolden and Talia Farley. Good night!